For a young person, Felicity James has achieved a lot in the music world. She's just 19, but she's about to complete her fourth year at the music school. This year, she's a concertmaster, a pretty prestigious position in the music community. She's the first-year player and gets to take her own bow. Her position also gives her the responsibility of cueing her fellow players for entrances. She calls Seattle home and currently goes to the Colburn School in Los Angeles.
Musicians often spend all their time filling up their extra hours with rehearsals, more practicing, concerts. You know, we're always busy, but sometimes it's just good to take a break and relax, you know, hang out with some friends, do something fun that's not related to music, and just clear your mind from all of that so you can come back for a fresh start.
How does she do that? Movies, mostly. Some of her favorites? The King's Speech, starring Colin Firth, or the Lord of the Rings trilogy. But her favorite movie that she's seen in the past year is The Artist, starring Juan Duardin and John Goodman.
Well, I think it's an interesting perspective because it's sort of modeled after a black and white film. There's no speaking until the very end. I hope that wasn't a spoiler. But I just really thought that was unique, how the actors are doing most of what they're doing without speaking. And I think you can learn a lot from that, especially as a musician.
She says that without the direction of words, like in classical music, the lack of a rigid framework allows for freedom of expression and more creative license. In addition to her musical endeavors, she used to be a gymnast, but found that the time required was something that she just couldn't handle. From there, she transitioned to a more non sequitur hobby. She went to circus school. No, I hear you. She didn't want to be a clown.
Yeah, it was just kind of a recreational thing. I wasn't going to go into it or anything, but I just loved the feeling of doing flips, acrobatics, like that kind of thing was always really fun for me. So I wanted to do something that I could enjoy that was different, I guess, than regular extracurricular activities.
She says she doesn't know if she wants to return to Aspen next year. She has to talk it over with her teachers and the people close to her. But right now, she gets to focus on the opportunity at hand. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.